Chapter 26. Strands of mist washed up all along the shore, lingering among the trees where splintered sunlight seemed suspended in long, slanting fingers. The dew on the grass, almost white, sparkled like frost in the early morning light. Enzo felt it soak through his slippers as he crossed the lawn, leaving dark tracks in his wake. He pulled his robe tightly around himself as he banged hard on the back door of the house. He knew that Jane was up because he had seen the smoke drifting lazily into the sunlight from the chimney on the east gable, but like Enzo, she had not yet dressed, and peered at him, dishevelled and a little bleary, through the crack in the door that opened up.
"Oh," she seemed startled to see him, "I'm still a mess."
"So am I."
"I can see that."
He could barely contain his impatience.
"Look, it doesn't matter what either of us looks like. I've made a breakthrough."
She opened the door a little wider, forgetting her appearance. She looked older in the cold light of day, without make-up to paper over the early morning cracks.
"In Papa's murder?"
"Yes," he scratched his head. "Listen, you told Charlotte that when Peter was a boy, his father used to play word games with him to increase his vocabulary."
"That's right."
"What games?"
She shrugged.
"Peter never said." "I have no idea."
Enzo reached out his hand to take hers.
"Well, I do. Come on."
"Hey, it's freezing out there."
"Tell me about it."
Enzo almost dragged her across the lawn behind him. She ran to keep up. They both left wet footprints on the floor as Enzo led her into Killian's study. She looked at the mess of open books on the desktop and then at Enzo.
"What have you found?"
"Messages. Left in the encyclopedias. Pages marked with post-its. Entries highlighted with a marker pen."
"What messages?"
"Nothing that makes much sense to me yet, although that'll come, I'm sure. Well, the point is this. Just ask yourself, where were the clues?"
She looked at him blankly.
"Where did I find these clues?"
He waved his hand at the open volumes on the desk. She shrugged, not fully understanding.
"In the books, I guess."
"Exactly!"
He took her hand again and dragged her across the room to the tiny kitchen leading off it. He ripped the post-it off the fridge door and handed it to her.
"What does it say?"
Her face was a mask of incomprehension.
"You know what it says."
"Read it out loud."
She sighed in exasperation.
"The cooks have the blues."